Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
You're welcome back. This is an unusual case. A PSNI investigation is continuing into the discovery of two dead white-tailed eagles in Ballymena and County Antrim on Monday. The two birds were found dead beside each other and had no obvious signs of injury. The PSNI said suspicions have been raised given the unlikely position where they were found, and a post-mortem is currently taking place to determine the cause of death. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Eamon Meskell, who's Regional Manager of the National Parks and Wildlife Services Southern Division. Eamon, you're very welcome to the programme. It's a beautiful bird, isn't it? And we've seen the reintroduction of the white-tailed eagle to Ireland for a number of years now. What do you make of this story?
Well, Cormac, is very disappointing and worrying, actually, that something like this would happen, particularly to the absolutely fantastic animal that the white-tailed eagle is. But I mean, look, we can't cast any aspersions at this stage. I mean, the PSNI are handling the file, so their protocols would be the same as our protocols when we picked up a white-tailed eagle chick who might have died, and that would be that we get them tested for an x-ray to see if they've been shot, or test them for avian influenza or other toxins. So it can be a long process just to see what the result of it was, but it booked, you know.
I do understand.
It doesn't look good anyway.
No, it doesn't, Eamon, does it? Because they were found just beside each other. I mean, how rare is it to find one bird even who's dead?
Well, you see, part of the reintroduction project that the MPWS are leading is that we radio tag each of the individual white-tailed eagle chicks that we get from Norway each year. So we're able to track each individual bird, and that's why we were able to ring the authorities in Northern Ireland last weekend and say that it looks like one of our eagle white-tailed eagle chicks is in trouble, because the movement had stopped, the temperature had dropped. And we contacted Emer Rooney, a wonderful person up there, and the raptor officer in Northern Ireland. And Emer went out, and to her surprise, she found two white-tailed eagle chicks in the one field. So it is an unusual occurrence. In the early stages of the reintroduction project, we might have seen this because there was poison around the country at that time, but that cleaned up. And it's very rare now that you see that. And when we do go out and pick up a white-tailed eagle chick, which is very occasionally, well, then it's very disappointing when you consider the amount of work.
The other red flag, you know, I assume, Eamon, is that they were found so far from the Shannon Estuary.
Well, that wouldn't be a red flag in itself. I mean, the process of these eagles, when we release them, we get them from the Norwegians, who put in a tremendous amount of work over in Norway to collect the birds off the nest. And then they send them over to us, and we have a process then where we keep them in release cages for 5 weeks until they get their flight feathers, and we release them into the wild. And for the first year of a juvenile white-tailed eagle chick, they do tend to travel the country and even go further afield. I mean, we had them over in Scotland, and they came back to us as well. So what they do is then, that's the process for the first 2 to 3 years, and then they settle down in a territory, and that territory might be 5 to 7 kilometres, and that's generally where they tend to stay for the rest of their lives. So it's not a red flag. It's part of the process. They're amazing animals, and this is what they do when they go out, Cormac.
Okay, yeah. Well, you learn something new every day. I didn't know they travelled the whole country initially. You might give people a description of how beautiful a bird they are if they were seen.
Yeah, and you know something, even though they're more than 2.5 metres wingspan, I mean, they're a really, really big, dramatic looking eagle. They're an apex predator, so they're the top of the food chain, and they depend really on the cleanliness of everything below them for their survival, because they don't have any predators, really. So, I mean, that's what they do. And I mean, we've had a very successful phase one reintroduction, and for the first 5 years, 2005, 2010, and now we're into phase two for the last 3 years. And in actual fact, on a good news, I suppose, element in a very bad news situation, we have one of the white-tailed eagle chicks from phase two. B has paired up with one of the eagle males from phase one, and they have they're sitting in a nest in Loch Derg at the moment.
All right,
so
good.
I mean, the project is, and we have about 7 or 8 other successful nest sites in the country this year as well. So we're getting positivity out of it, but certainly this is a knockback.
Okay, as you say, it's worrying this particular case in Ballymena, but let's end on that positive note at least. Eamon Maskell, Regional Manager of the National Parks and Wildlife Service Southern Division, thank you very much indeed for joining us.